Okay, well, we are permitted Shem, we're going to do two halachas today. Starting Kuf Yud Beis halacha Yud Gimel. Mish Ein Nizer B'Pash Lev Kacham. Someone who not makbid on pas takum, meaning he holds that pas palter is mutter, which we saw is a reasonable shita. Shehesiv Eitzel Baal Bayis Hanizer B'Pash Lev Kacham. And he's eating by somebody who is makbid on pas palter. Okay, so the owner, the host, is makbid, and the guest is not. V'Hashulchan Pas Yisrael Pash Lev Kacham. And to me, a surprise, at the table they have pas Yisrael, because that's what the owner eats, and they also have pas, or coming pas palter, at the table, presumably for the guests.
That's just like shmur matzah and
okay. And but it's a finer bread. It's a finer.
The pas palter.
The pas palter is a finer bread. Mishael Yisrael. It's pas finer bread than the Mishael Yisrael. So what's the question over here? And what we're going to talk about is that the rule is that in Hilchos Brachos, that what the rule is that if you have two breads, two foods, one is better than the other, then you're supposed to make the bracha on the finer bread. Okay, if everything else is equal, you're supposed to make the bracha on the finer bread. But over here, the person who's making the bracha, that's the Baal Bayis, shouldn't make the bracha on the pas palter, because he doesn't eat pas palter, he only eats pas Yisrael. So what should he do? Yiftza Baal Bayis bin Hayafa. So the Baal Bayis, even though he doesn't eat pas palter, he should make the bracha on the better one, meaning the pas palter, and he can eat it. And he can eat this pas palter, what we call pas palter, the whole meal. The guest is going to eat it. He's making the bracha. He's allowed to make the bracha on the pas palter because it's the finer bread. And not only that, he's allowed to eat the whole meal.
What's the difference if he has a guest there or not? Once his wife puts the bread out there,
so what's going on? Okay, so the truth is that this thing that's over here is really also an arachayim, the hilchos brachos, and there it's in a more expanded version of the same din. And it says like this. If you have a person who is not makbid on pas yisrael, he's pas palter, and he's by himself, and he has at the table one bread which is pas palter, which is a better bread, and one which is pas yisrael, which is the worst bread, meaning it's not as fine of a bread. Okay, then he has a choice. He can make the bracha rishon on either one. Each one has an advantage. One has the advantage that it's pas yisrael. One has the advantage that it's a better bread. He could choose whatever he wants to, which one he wants to make the bracha rishon on. Because he's by himself, and he eats pas palter. So he could choose which one he wants to do. It's up to him, whichever one he wants to. If he's going to be eating pas palter at the meal, if he is going to eat it, anyhow, then he should make the bracha on that one, because it's the finer bread. Okay. Now, what happens in the case if the person doesn't eat pas palter, okay, and he's eating by himself, and he has pas palter on the table, and pas yisrael on the table, and the pas palter is better, he should take it off the table, because he's not allowed to eat it, and he's going to have a problem with the bracha, take it off the table. Then comes our din. So why in our din, the fact that the guest eats pas palter, why does that mean that the Baal Bayis is all of a sudden allowed to eat it? Why is the host allowed to eat pas palter just because his guest eats it? What's going on over here? The host doesn't eat pas palter. Why should he be allowed to just because his guest does? Okay. So there's two truths into this question. Both over here. The Taz says like this. The Gemara says in Brachas.
Taz in your day.
Yes. The Gemara says in Brachas that the reason why the Baal Bayis is the one who makes the bracha of Hamoitzi for everybody else is because when he makes the bracha, the person who makes the bracha gives out the food. As the Baal Bayis, he's going to give out better portions of food to people. The Gemara says it's Ba'ayin Yotha who gives out. He gives out more generously. So therefore, let the Baal Bayis make the bracha Rishonah, because he's the one who gives out, he'll give out better portions of bread. Okay? So now like this. Now we have the Baal Bayis, he's supposed to be giving out good portions of food. That means is, to the guest, he's going to have to give out the pas palter. Because to the guest, that's the better portion. That's better bread for the guest.
Well, better portion means more quality, or better portion means a bigger quantity?
It means both. He's going to be generous in how he gives out. Generous in giving better stuff, he's going to give more.
This concept is like a kid in
this. You give out a lot?
No, that you're giving out the pas palter because it's better than
It's just the way it's supposed to be. If you're the host, you're supposed to be generous to your host. What? You'd be nice in your hospitality. Correct. You give out nicer portions to people.
No. When you said that if I have the pas palter and the pas
Yisrael,
I should take off the pas palter off the table.
That's because you're eating by yourself. You're eating by yourself, and you don't eat pas palter.
But it seems as if there's almost like a hider mitzvah involved in eating pas kalter because it's
the
better.
Hider mitzvah is the finer.
Because it's a finer.
What's the hider mitzvah? Not just orchem?
No.
It's because it's a better quality. You want to eat better.
No.
We're not getting into health here, man. You should only give hashgacha on health foods.
Take care.
Yeah, we're taking off candy on the website. Yeah.
It's not the eating. Yeah. The bracha should be said on the bread. If you have a choice between foods, you should make the bracha over the fun. Among other choices.
Isn't that lovely supposed to say hamotiv by yourself?
We'll get into that in 1 second. Just hold that for a second. You save the bleachers. Okay. So the Taz says that the reason is because the person is going to have to give the guest for the pas palter. He has to give the breast. He's going to give the guest the finer bread. Therefore, he's going to make the bracha over the finer bread so he can give it to his guest. Once he's already making the bracha over the finer bread, because that's what the Baal Bais would do, therefore the Chazal allowed him to eat it for himself also.
Became Pas Yisrael?
They didn't make it Pas Yisrael. They let him... They overrode...
The Zerah was never sent in such a case.
...of Pas Palter because of Pas...
The leftovers were next to
that. Right, but that holds with Yisrael. Now, wait a second. But that is to say, the Taz holds... It's because of the needs or the what's going to be going on with the host. Okay. Now the shach runs a different shach. The shach says the reason the host could eat it is because you're going to sit at this meal. The host is going to only eat certain food, and the guest is going to be eating other foods. Okay. So the shach says it's going to make bad feelings between them. Like I can eat this and you can eat this. So the shach says mishum eva, the host is allowed to eat the pas palter also. So they shouldn't have bad feelings between them. Okay. Now. This din, we're going to see in Mitzvah.
The whole thing is Drabon.
The din of Pas Akum is also only Drabon. Right. So we're Mevatar.
So Mevatar to Lorecha Kamotha. How was it?
In Mitzvah and Halacha Tezvav, we're going to see about Mishum Eivim. I'm going to just hold that for a second. But, wait. The Bir Halacha says there's a Nafkamina between these two Terutzim. Okay? The Bir Halacha says the Nafkamina is, for us, nowadays, we don't follow that din that says that one person should make the bracha of everybody. And what we do is when we come to a meal, we're all eating lunch together, we don't have one person make hamotzi, every person makes their own bracha. So if every person makes their own bracha...
On a casual thing.
Yes, on a regular lunch, if we were sitting...
On Shabbos. Some people live on Shabbos.
Even on Shabbos? Okay.
I've seen that.
If we were just sitting down for lunch one day, we would each make our own bracha. So he says, then the Taz's reason doesn't apply. The Taz says, since I'm making the bracha for you, and I have to give you, I can have also. But the Shach's reason, that we're not going to get along with each other, still applies. Who cares who made the bracha? Because the Taz is only if I make the bracha for you. And the Shach's reason, I mean, should even would apply.
But even according
to... Hey, give him a minute. I'm
talking.
What?
The advice is in the tzitzit of the Taz. Doesn't this mean he has to make the bracha in the Taz?
That's his understanding that the people, if you make your own bracha on your pas, okay, you mean because you make betziah?
Yeah, you're cutting your bread, but everyone else makes their own bracha.
I'm not sure if you're right about that. Okay, so the Bir Halacha says, since he holds the Ikkar HaDin like the Taz, he's actually medayik that the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim when he brings this din sounds like the Taz, that it has to do with the person making the bracha. Therefore, he says the din is really only the game for us on Shabbos. When on Shabbos, what we do is we have one person make kamotzi for everybody else, then this thing would be the gay. So if you're sitting at Chal Shudas and you have a pas palter challah and a pas Yisrael whole wheat matzah, okay? So the regular challah is considered finer as compared to the whole wheat matzah. So the din is you would be allowed, and you have a guest who eats pas palter, you can eat the pas palter also, you make the bracha over the challah. Okay, but it's not such a, this thing that we're seeing now, the way the Bir Halacha is saying it, is not so negeir, it's only negeir, according to the Taz, which is how we're going to paskin, only negeir when one person makes the bracha for everybody. If the people are just eating together, then you don't have a right to eat it. Even the Shachar said you did, but we hold it to Taz. Yes.
Thank you, Rabbi Cohen. According to the Taz, why don't you have a simple solution? Take both breads together. And be botseah together on that challah.
But then you're reading the pas palter.
So, no, and you eat your pas Yisrael and you give him the guest the pas palter.
So once you're already making the bracha over that bread, that
but you're doing both. You're making both.
You have to eat the bracha. The bracha is on what you eat.
So you make a bracha.
So I'm making the bracha on. So it has to be from the palter.
Right. That in order to get the bracha on the
palter. Thank you. Okay, man. I just want to.
So halach yudal. Kusa,
I'm going back to
Alphas. So I would to Chavim. there's a dish called kutach that was made by a guy, and kutach is made of three parts. One of them is bread. Okay, one of the parts of the thing is bread. So kutach, right, it's correct. This is again, kutach shalav kechavim. Mutter, you're allowed to eat kutach shalav kechavim, meaning even though it's one third bread. Okay, now there's another shayla here.
Is that milk?
We're not going to talk about that, no, Yossi, no. Which is that it's milk. The other third is milk. Another third is milk. So it's a shayla here in Achronim. Why is it not
chol
chavakum? Why is it not chol? But that's not negetas. Okay, so.
Wait, what means it is chol vakum?
It says you want kutach.
You go, well, lamer's milk? Well, oh, they already got lamer's.
Maybe.
But was it the CRC one, or was it the Zaktus one?
It's not. So kutach shalom kechavim.
Just do one thing.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Okay.
Just overview. What did you just say?
We're starting a new dinner.
No, I understand,
we have a food called kutach, okay, which is made of bread, milk, and milk.
Okay.
Spoiled cottage.
Okay. So this bread, you're buying it from a guy. So that is to say, the bread that's in there is pasakum.
You're talking about a baker.
No, you're buying it from a guy.
Why didn't you buy it from a guy? I thought that was the whole.
Bakeries were part.
That's the question. Kutach shabbat.
It's
pasakum. It's play. Your next door neighbor, who's Jose, made for you this kutach. So the question is, are you allowed to eat it or not? It has in it pasakum. So you would think that of course you're not allowed to eat it. It's a real plain old.
It ain't a factory.
Not
pas
pas. No, plain old pas. Okay, so kutach shalom kuchum. You have kutach made by a guy. Mutter, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to. Excuse me. Be concerned about pas the iser pasakum. Okay. Now the Ramah speaks out. The chayin kol makom shenis arva pas shalom kuchum b'shar Michael. Also, any other time that pasakum is mixed into another food. The din is that pas akum is bottle baroy, ben balach, ben biyavish. No matter how the bittel happened, I will also arv kedel achoy, but you're not allowed to do bittel lechatchila. So the Ramah is explaining what the Mechaber really says, which is that pas akum is bottle baroy, okay, it doesn't need shishim, and therefore, since it's bottle baroy, therefore this kutach only has part bread, but it has other ingredients in it also, so the pas akum that's in there is bottle.
Why don't we kashish for kashrus? I don't understand.
Okay.
I'm lost.
We're not kashish. You want to know not kashish for the kashrus of it? Because in those days, food were made simpler, and this thing had three ingredients.
Right? Also,
and everybody knew that
with the kalim. I mean, so they made the chazer in the
in a ben yuma.
Okay, so that's a question. We assume for what the Shulchan Aruch allows you to eat, and what we do nowadays is not. Exactly.
Yeah,
so we wouldn't
even
be in the Shulchan Aruch's
house.
We are taking stricter because of certain things we're just more careful, and some things because things have changed in the way people make food. Okay.
So this was a discussion we had the other day.
It's a group one.
Okay.
It's a group one. It's bread.
Okay. Whatever. In those cases, it wasn't like. What I mentioned, like in passing, was there is a question on the milk. How do you let eat the milk from them? Okay, but we're talking only about the past active element of it. We know how he makes his bread. It's kosher ingredients.
Look in the Mishach, he says, not from China.
Not from China. Okay.
See ya.
So the din is, and in fact, if you look in the Torah, when he brings this din, right after and the din of halacha vav, it's clear that he means it's because it's bottle broth. The same din, it's bottle broth. Okay. So now, wait a second. Now,
it's not recognizable, right? The
Taz
is not recognizable. Yes.
So the Taz says, the Taz says, of course, it means that there aren't pieces of bread floating around that are nicker, or else it wouldn't be bottle. Okay. But before we got to there, I wanted to say was, we had mentioned that it's going to be coming in Kufi Gimbal. There's a din that when you look at a food and you're trying to decide, let's say a food, does it need Bishul Yisrael or does it not need Bishul Yisrael? It has a few ingredients in it. Some, let's say, are edible raw and some of them are not edible raw. So in that case, we look at the majority to decide whether it needs Bishul Yisrael. Okay? But that's not this din. That's in deciding if it needs Bishul Yisrael altogether. This food needed Pas Yisrael. And it's not. It's treif. When he put the bread in, the bread was Pas Akum and it was treif. Yet, it's bottle broth.
What's treif mean?
Treif, not kosher. It was pas akum.
Pas akum.
Not kosher.
No.
Stop thinking like a mashgiach.
I'm trying, and it's not working.
It was pas akum. The food that was in there. The food that's in there, since the guy baked it, the food is not kosher. Okay. Now it's
eating.
So now it's not. It's kosher ingredients, but it's not kosher because the guy made it. And it's pas akum. So it's usher. But even so, now they got mixed into other things, it's bottle broth. Okay. The Ramah says, you know, I'll do it by yourself. You know, I'll mix that in by yourself, but it's mutter. Okay? And the Shach says, just throwing this in, the Shach says that that this din is says by pas, but the truth is that same thing is by bishlachim also. We're talking about pashatim, the din is that bishlachim is also about the bread. Okay, some disagree, but basically everyone accepts what the Shach says, that bishlachim is also about the bread.
Wow. Really?
Okay, now, why is it about the bread? Okay, what's the reason why it's about the bread? So, there's other Isur and the Rabbanan that are not about the bribe, mm-hmm. right? Stam Yain is not about the bribe. Gvinis Akam, most hold, is not about the bribe. There's other, you know, if you have milk and chicken and milk mixed together, that's not about the bribe. And all these things need regular pistol like we're used to. Bishlakim, sorry, Bishlakim and Pasakim, that's what we're trying to say. Why are Bishlakim and Pasakim not, are they about the bribe? That's what we're trying to say. Okay? So the reason it's learned out from, and this is going to be again in a second, we learned that from the case of Demai is food that you buy from an Amoritz. You don't know if he takes Trumas and Maisus or not, so you Midrabanan have to be choshed that he does. Midraisa you wouldn't, Midrabanan you have to be choshed that he does not take Trumas and Maisus, and you have to, you're not eat that food. But that food, that demai, that falls into something else, is about the broil. That's a Gemara, and we're going to see about that in a second. Okay, it's about the broil. So that's also Issa Drabana. So we learn it out, Pasakim is compared to demai, and it's understood that in these Issa Drabana that are not as strict, what the Chacham said was, is don't eat this food. Let's say in our case. Because of Chasnus, right. Don't eat the food. They're not really concerned that there's anything trafe in there. You know, you pass out because it's a trafe ingredient, just because of Chasnus, we don't want you to get too friendly with this guy. So they didn't make it into machol sasuris. They didn't say this food is now a tray food. Just don't eat the food. Like, you shouldn't eat the food because you'd be too friendly with the guy. But once the food is not here, it's mixed into something else, then it becomes mut.
Loses its
shape. And what we're going to need to understand is, which we're not going to do now either, is the very last din in Bishlakim is what that says many hold that you have the kasher kli that was used with Bishlakim. If you made Bishlakim food, Bishlakim the Kli, you have to kash those kalim before you use it for kosher food. Okay, well then, why so? If Aradin says that the tam of Bishlakim or Pasakim is not usher, why do you have to kash the kalim? It's only usher to eat the food itself. But mix it so the usher is mutter. Yes? But the baroid means that least tam doesn't make a difference. If the food is, if you have 40% Isser and 40% Pasakim.
There's a difference between saying Bliyas aren't Osir
okay.
And the Halachic behind it. I mean, the Bliyas are Osir, it was just about the Moroi, right?
The Bliyas?
No.
How could you say that the Bliyas are Osir? Bliyas are Osir means the time that it gives over will make
be
it straight.
For whatever is in
time
it.
Doesn't make a difference over here. We don't care about time over here.
They know that there really are Osir the Bliyas, but the Bliyas are the bottle.
Okay, so I don't know if this.
You can't say the word that the Bliyas, there's no Bliyas that are trade.
Because so I think what you're trying to say is that the things that are absorbed into the walls are treif. When it gets into your food, it'll be mutter. So it's like a bitul lechatchila.
Right.
By letting it into your food, you have to get it out. So that because if by putting it into your food, it's like you're
aim about when this
you're causing the pot will be also.
Okay. So there are those who understand like that based on the Ramah here that says also to be about lechatchila. We'll get to that at the end of cooking care. Okay, that's one way of saying. Okay.
So but. Just to understand what we're going here, is everything that's being done is being done with the goy's kalim, and then you take it home and eat it. If your kalim is good,
yes,
that's where. You want to make sure.
Okay, now there's something. The in this din, there's something we have to say from the Beis Yosef at the very beginning of the siman. Beis Yosef is talking about the shayl. Pas akum is usher.
Correct.
He says, what happens if you're going to make pas yisrael? But the way they used to make bread is they didn't buy yeast in a little jar. Yeast was made with sourdough, which is to say, every day you left over a little piece of your dough on the side. It built up much more yeast in it. The yeast multiplied inside of it to the point that by tomorrow that little ball was like a ball of yeast. Okay, there's a lot of yeast growing in it. It tasted awful. That's why I call it sourdough. It tasted awful, but it was now a lot of yeast, and you threw it into the bread. After you made today's bread, you took a piece and put it down for tomorrow. So the shaila is, could you take, if a yid wants to bake his own bread, it's going to be pas yisrael. But he needs sourdough. Can he take the goy's, a piece of pas, of dough from a goy, and put it into his bread to make bread for today?
Will we call this like a davar ha-marmit?
That's what we're getting to. Yes. Okay, so, yes, it would be a davar ha-marmit. Frank, so the Beis Yosef wants to know is, are you allowed to use that yeast, the sourdough from a goy? Okay, and he has a whole bunch of stuff on that. The side that we need think about is, he says is, it's easy. Because it's about the baroiv. The din is that, you're going to see in this din, that pas akum is about the broyd. Don't talk about that. So he says the pas akum is about the broyd. So maybe it should be mutter because you took that yeast and you put it into your food. So if you put a little bit of yeast in, it'll be about the broyd. That's his question. He says no, it's not true because he says the Gemara says the chulin like this. There's a Gemara chulin talking about the mai that says the mai is about the broyd. In fact, the Gemara, how could he say that the mai is about the broyd? We have a price that says that if a chover, meaning a person who's makbud on Trumbus Maisus, gives their dough, their flour, over to an Amoretz, and the Amoretz bakes the bread for them using their own yeast or their own spices, then the din is the bread is asur. Why? Because their yeast that they put into their sourdough that they put into it makes my bread asur. So fact the Gemara, if the mai is about the baroiv, the yeast that he put in is just the mai. It should be about the broyv into my bread. My bread is 95% of the food is kosher. 5% is the mai. The mai is about the broyv. It should be mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, the second tarsa of the Gemara is that the sa'ar, the sourdough, is a davar hamayimid. And davar hamayimid and a milsa david l'taima are not bottle even by the mai. But even though by the mai, it's bottle baroiv. It's only bottle baroiv in a regular food, but it's a davar hamayimid or a milsa david l'taima, it's not bottle baroiv. Maimon means that it has an effect on the food, like in this case, it has a dramatic effect on it, it can't be bought.
That's something like what we call color, or
yes.
or intense flavor, or
yes. So like that. Yes, so most of the time it's intense flavor, and a Maimon is similar to us. Yes, that's correct. Okay, so he says, so the Beis Yosef says, just like, if the whole way we know that pass Akum is bought the broyv is because we learned it from Demai.
Oh.
So if by Demai, which is it's bought the broyv, but a davar amayim can't be bottled. So also by pas Akum, it's bought the broyv, but even though it's bought the broyv, but a maimid is not bottled. So therefore, if you take the yeast from the guy, it would be awesome. He has plenty of reasons why it's mutter, but for this reason, the fact that it's bought the broyv would not be good enough. Okay, now the question is davar amayimid. Let's put on the side for a second. The other thing the Gemara says was the most avidal time.
Mm-hmm.
How do we understand that? We have a food, imagine a food, you made soup, and the soup was 40% bishul akum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in other words, you took in beef stock that was bishul akum, okay, and that was 40% of your soup. What's the din of that soup? The din is, the soup is mutter. Because it's 60% heter and 40% isser, the din of that is it's mutter. It's about the broyv. The bishul akum is about the broyv. Okay, now does that soup taste like bishul akum? Of course it does. It's 40% bishul akum. Does it taste? Of course it tastes like that thing. So we say, no, don't worry about that. As long as it's not mainly isser, it's okay. Even if it tastes like that, I mean, it's got to taste like it. It's 40% isser. It's got to taste like that. Doesn't make a difference. It's mutter anyhow. Yet, if I put in a half of a percent of a flavor in there, and that flavor is nice and tame, and it tastes like that flavor, it's usser. What's the difference? If flavor doesn't make a difference, right? The fact that it's 40% isser doesn't make a difference. How could it be that it's just because it's a milsa david l'taima, it's usher? Milsa david l'taima is just a fancy kind of nois and tam. Nois and tam usually is a certain amount. So, what's the difference? Therefore, what? In chassidus, we don't care. Wait, chassidus says we don't care that it tastes like the bishul akum, as long as it's not the bishul akum. So, what do you say?
As long as it's not his, it's not the guy's.
Okay.
That doesn't shock the even though it tastes like something that he put in there.
And if it has a flavor, if it has a flavor, then what?
Flavor of tray.
A flavor of bishul akum. The flavor is made out of bishul akum.
Right.
Yeah.
So why does that make it usher?
Can I ask you a question?
What? In other words, if it's 40% bishul akum, you're allowed to eat it. If it's a milsa david l'taima of bishul akum, then you're not allowed to eat it. What's the difference?
And when you say milsa david l'taima,
in other words, the flavor that's in there is a milsa david l'taima of bishul akum.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not allowed to eat the food. Meaning it's 99.5% kosher. It has a half a percent of a milsa david l'taima. It has spices that are bishul akum. And you can't have that, but you can have that of demai. It has spices that are demai. Then the whole food is usher because it tastes like the demai. Who cares if it tastes like demai? If it would be 40% demai, you'd be allowed to eat it. Of course it would taste like the demai. So what's the difference? If the fact that it's a milsa david l'taima is just a way to say that this concentrate makes it taste like that. Who cares?
Right.
It's, what should make a difference?
Because maybe you have to look at the etzem chetzel, what it was created for. When I go ahead and I have a chazal was geyser that I'm also David at time of, that it's a double, whatever the reason behind it is, a double chashuv, a double this, that is not bottle. So, and therefore, by bishul akum, it'll go in the same getter, like the mind, and it's not bottle. But when I make a soup, that etzem consomme of stock was not made l'shem avid at time. It was made as a soup. So therefore, Chazal say, in order to get the shem chasnas off it, it's bottle barov. But
I can understand what you're saying for Dabra HaMaimit. We could pretend that Dabra HaMaimit is some kind of magical reason why it's not bottle. But most of the time, it just means is it gives taste.
Usually it's made taste for it. There's essence and there's flavoring. Okay. And I can tell you the difference. I mean, I don't know the flavor, but it's made for a specialty. So Chazal say certain things, like a double of the time, which is made special for the tam, that's not bottle. But when I make a consomme stock, I'm not making it for the tam, I'm making a soup. So there, Chazal says, Chazal say, it's bottle barov.
Okay, let me think about it. Yes,
sir.
Does only being bottle barov, does that depend on taste?
No, this is the rep on it. Bottle barov means, what only bottle barov means is that...
It has nothing to do with taste, who cares?
Even though it gives over a taste, even though it makes it taste like that thing, it could still be bottle.
Right.
So that means is we don't care that it tastes like the Isser, as long as it's not mainly okay. Isser. So why should we care if it's a Milsa David Bilo Taima? Milsa David Bilo Taima Isser, the only special about that thing is that it gives taste. Well, we don't care about taste. Right? We don't care if it's 40% that's giving taste, so why should we care if it's a half a percent that gives taste?
Why is it, if
it misses the time,
why would I make it
us? Right. Once we got over the hump, then we said, no, it could be both the bread, because we don't care what it tastes like. So if we don't care what it tastes like, no stuff is the time, it should be nothing
special. It's like kashi, you're really the mind, right?
Yes, really the same kashi of the mind, but it's more right. Obvious by no stuff is the time. Because by no stuff... Yeah, if you wait a second.
Oh,
don't
quiet.
Okay. So the answer is, I'm not sure what the answer is, but the answer is that Rashi in Chulin is trying to answer this question. Okay, that I know. The Rashi on that Gemara is trying
what
to answer that question. Okay, Rashi is answering the question. And Rashi says that the reason why it's not Baal, he doesn't ask the question, but it's clear that that's what he's trying to answer. Rashi says is that the most of the time he says is, V'hu ha-misakein ha-ko v'hu ikar. Okay, which is to say that somehow the thing that's there as a milsa David Bilo Taima becomes not the happens to be the etzem flavor. It becomes the whole food. The whole food is identified like that. The way I understood it. Okay, the example I could think of to understand it is imagine if you have for our audience you had 7-Up. Okay, you have a bottle of 7-Up. Okay, what gives the bottle of 7-Up its taste? What does it taste like? It does.
It's a secret.
What makes it taste like that?
Through the good ball, please.
It tastes like that because it has sugar, it has sweetener in it. It has, let's see, 30% corn syrup in it. Okay, 70% water, and a certain amount of tam that gives it a taste that we identify with 7-Up. Yeah. Okay, a certain lemon lime flavor that it has to it that makes it taste like 7-Up. Okay, when you taste that drink, okay, the truth is that the main flavor that's really there is the corn syrup. I mean, the sweetener is the main thing that's going on. Really? But you say when you taste this thing, this thing is 7-Up. Because the Milsa David Bilo Taima is so important, like the Rashi says, Hu Misaken Hakov, Hu Ikar, it's so important that we say this whole thing is 7-Up. If we just put that stuff into water, it wouldn't taste right. It would taste strange. It would taste like drinking lemon juice. Okay, but we do it in this way, it's Misaken Hakov, Hu Ikar.
Sugar's part of it.
So somehow, when we say something is bottle baroy, we're saying it's not the main thing. It's less than roy, so it's not the main thing. But there are some things that even in tiny proportions could somehow be considered the whole thing. Okay, I can't tell you, I fully understand what I'm saying. But that's what Rashi learns. But there's a big nafkamina to this thing. And we're going to see it has a practical nafkamina in a second. The nafkamina is like this. What happens if I have the Milsa David Bilo Taima, that the Milsa David Bilo Taima is part mutter, part mutter and part usher. Part mutter and part usher. Okay? It's part heter and part isser. In a case where we don't say the rules of Zev Zekar, forget about the rules of Zev Zekar. It's part mutter and part usher. So part bishlakim and part not bishlakim. So in that case, it's true that the overall flavor, overall Milsa David Bilo Taima is the ikar. But the thing itself is partially us and partially heter, so then we wouldn't say this rule. We're all going to say this rule when the whole is, let's say the yeast is all
chetzer.
It's all it's all demai, okay, or it's all bishlatim, pasakim, then we could say it's the ikra of the food.
Therefore,
the whole food is also. But if the thing itself would be, let's say the tavlin in the Gemara's case, they use spices. Half the spices are mutter, half them were aser. We couldn't say, it's true the spices are the ikar, but the spices themselves are only half mutter and half aser. Then, if lachari, it would be mutter in that case. We wouldn't say this chumrah. Since it's bought the broad, we wouldn't say this chumrah that it's, that nus David al-Taimah is aser.
So over there, the tavlin was demai, and it was all tavlin at demai, therefore it's not bought.
Tavlin all demai, because you're going, the lady is not makbid on anything. So everything that she has is. Not true. So she didn't take true.
Okay, what you just said.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just say you have 20 spices. Each one gives a distinct flavor. What if one of those spices has a flavor that's unmistakable, even with the other ones?
So I think that even though in rules of regular bittul, that makes a difference. But in this case, even though that one flavor is so significant. Lamayim says you can't say that's the whole food. The food is being flavored by 20 spices, and this one is very important. So in rules of regular bittul, that you can't be mivatel, but it's so important. But for our purposes, we're saying the milsav of the time is the whole food. Well, it's not the whole food. There's 20 parts of, so to speak, the whole food, and only one of them is also. So 19, 1 out of 20 is bought the broy. Okay, now, this is the gate to a different child, which is the gate to a different child, which is in Hilchos Pesach, which is, the Chok Yaakov says, we have another case of things that are bought the bribe, which is kitnias. Mm-hmm. Kitnias is bought the bribe. And so kitnias is bought the bribe, Zok the Chok Yaakov, even though kitnias is bought the bribe, but if kitnias is a nus David the timer, it's not bought. He doesn't
wait,
say
wait, what. Wait. I don't understand the whole issue of kitnias like that. Kitnias is a minik bakhlal. It's not even there's no gemara, yes, it's nothing.
Correct.
So, What's the, you know, I mean, I understand that we make we impose an issue on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But why shouldn't it be just, you know, if it's an issue, why does it have to apply with the same rules as other things?
Okay,
it's either it is or it isn't.
Okay, so it's usher, right? It's usher to eat the food.
Right.
If you get mixed into something else, we say it's bought the broy. As long as it's the main ingredient is not the kidneys, you can eat it. It's bought the broy, meaning if there's 60%
before Pesach,
if the kidneys that falls in is less than 50%, you're allowed to eat the food.
Really?
Right. But the Chok Yaakov says, even though that's true, you're allowed to eat the food if it's kidneys, if it's less than 50%, but if the kidneys is a mustav ibn al-taima, the kidneys is the flavor, then, or it's a davar hamayimit, then you're not allowed to eat it.
That's what it is. Davar hamayimit also?
I don't remember. I'm 99% that he says davar hamayimit also.
He says
it's not, then it's not mutter. Okay, what's interesting is he does not bring the Gemara Radin over here, but his two things that he says, he's explaining the Maril. Maril said a certain case of a guy made grape juice, and in those days, in order to keep it from fermenting, they couldn't keep, how would he stop it from fermenting? They used to put mustard in, okay?
Mustard raised
the acidity, and yeah, so it wouldn't ferment, okay? And the Shiloh was, mustard is kidneys, that's what the Shiloh said. So you put the mustard in, it's kidneys, so are you allowed to drink that wine and paste, that grape juice on Pesach? That was what the Shiloh was, okay? So the Maril says you're not allowed to. And the Chok Yaakov says two answers why. One of them is what I just said to you. And what's interesting is he's saying exactly the same two terutzim that the Gemara says in Chulin.
You're not doing it for Tam over there.
So he says, no, it's a Davar Hamayim. He says it's a Davar Hamayim. That's his case, it's a Davar Hamayim.
Yes, it's a Davar Hamayim. It's
not our side. He says, yes, it's a Hamayim for that. It's
it
is a Davar Hamayim because it keeps it from ferments. That's
let
what
me finish. Let
you could agree or disagree. I'm not talking about that part.
We'll give him the Marmot.
Okay. So the Chok Yaakov, now that we've seen our din, we understand that even though something is bought to Baroiv, if it's a Davar Hamayimit, or it's a Mus David Dotayim, it's not going to be bought. Okay, it's not bought. Now, just for reference, before I tell you the last point that I want to make, the Mishabur brings this Maril. He doesn't bring the Chok Yaakov's reason. He doesn't say such a rule that a Mus David Dotayim or a Davar Hamayimit of kidneys is not bought. He doesn't say that rule. He says the din, if you have the grape juice made with
mustard seeds,
you're not allowed to eat it. He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why, whether it's this thing about Bittul, Davar Hamayim. He doesn't say that, didn't. And Rav Shechter did not think it had to be Machbanan for kidneys. Okay? This Chumrah to say is that a Nos David Dotayim or a Davar Hamayim of kidneys is Asr. You know, makes it Bittul. He did not think it had to be Machbanan for it. But let's work within the Chok Yaakov. Okay? I just want to go in the Chok Yaakov who says that it's not Bittul. So now that we've seen our din better, there are two. We realize two exceptions, okay, which are lafuke. I'm saying this lafuke to people who thought the other way, okay. Two exceptions, which are, first of all, what happens if you have soda? And instead of putting in sugar, they put in corn syrup. Okay, the flavor was kosher with Pesach.
What'd you have?
You have soda.
What?
Pop. And instead of putting in, sugar, they put in corn syrup. Okay, and the corn syrup was 30% of the food. So is the food mutter or asur on Pesach?
And that is seriously.
So someone said was, he said, no, it's the corn syrup gives time. Since the corn syrup gives time, the Chokak says, no, sabit the timer of kidneys is not bottle, so it should not be bottle, because it gives time. So we've seen ourselves, the Gemara that he's that really, he doesn't say it, but he's coming from, says exactly the opposite.
Right.
A milsa David the latima of kidneys can't be bottled. But a thing that's in very large quantities and therefore gives taste, it is bottled.
Exactly. Right?
Even if it's up to 50%, it could be bottled. I mean, of course it's nice and tam, it could be bottled. It's only there's a special rule that something's a milsa David the latima, that can't be bottled. So it's really strange. If you put it in something that's in a tiny amount, and it gives sweetness, or it gives time to it, okay, that makes the food awesome. If you put in 30% corn syrup, and that makes it taste sweet, that's okay. Okay, which we said before, it's not so easy to understand. But that's what really the Gemara says, that thing. So the fact that the thing was corn syrup will be mutter anyhow, even though the corn syrup makes it sweet. But that's not considered most of you don't have. Okay, the second thing is,
so now people have much said, easier for us.
People have said that if the flavor has kidneys in it, which is reasonable, that flavors have, within a flavor, the avita time of portions, I mean the flavor components of the flavor are kidneys, which is reasonably possible.
It's not bottled and that is.
Then that makes the whole food asher on Pesach. You don't say that kidneys is only about the baroiv when it's not avita time. Here, it's in the avita time, so it's not about the baroiv. Okay? So to that, I said to you, if the whole avita time is kidneys or demai or bishalakum, then the Gemara said that's usher. But if the avigdal time is only part kidneys or part demai, part bishalakum, and the rest of it is not, then you don't have to say that. The Rashi said it's the most avigdal time is considered the whole food. But if it's the whole food, masaka and hakol v'hua ikar, it's the whole food. But if in itself is divided into being part or part heter, then we go back to the rule of it being bought the broid. So as long as the kidneys wouldn't be roid, it would be mutter. Okay, so then that is to say that just because a flavor may have kidneys in it, that even if it's a flavor component, the fact that it's only part of the flavor means that the flavor is not going to be considered mislevid time to aser the food of kidneys. Even if in regular rules of bitl might say it's not zev zagarim, it's not some time about, and all kinds of aser. But here we have fit the baroids to work with, so then the flavor is not going to make, the flavor that has partial kidneys is not going to make a difference, and the food's going to be worse.
Yeah, sure. Call.
That means that.